Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. It is Fat Mascara in the house. God. All right. Listen.
Now, in my head, it became it's peanut butter jelly time. Remember that?
What is that?
Jingle peanut butter jelly time.
What is
peanut
that from?
Butter jelly time. I have no idea. It's probably some gif from like the interweb circa 2008.
I can look it up after. You know, I love to look up old commercials. I love.
That's the last time I had time to look on the internet for things other than work.
No, I do. One of my stress relievers is looking up old jingles and commercials on YouTube. Anybody with me? Anybody?
Yeah. No, because I remember you said taking care of Lake when she was first born was like that game that it'll pop. Like you just. Everybody be really quiet or else it's going to explode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said it. You corrected me. It wasn't concentration. It was like.
Perfection.
Perfection. Perfection.
Yeah, you got to get all the pieces in perfectly. She's got to have her diaper on the right way. She's got to be happy, cool, calm, comfortable to make it through the night. But here we are. How old is she now?
Well, today, as we record this. As you guys know, we don't record it as the show is not live, thank God. She is 6 months today. Is that not crazy?
And it's the craziest 6 months that anybody has ever experienced. I can't believe I've touched her once, and seen her twice in 6 months. For Auntie Jen, that's ridiculous. Like, I should be all up in her grill.
Now you saw her. I remember this so well, Jen. You saw her. You came over, to hug her and kiss her, and you gave her the beautiful, the coin bank. But then I remember we met up quickly by Maison Kaiser in Hudson Yards.
Okay. I've seen her three times, but I only have touched her twice in, like, it's ridiculous.
I know. But that last meeting was so... I don't know what the word is, but when I think about that last meeting, it was a couple of days before the city shut down. Maison Kaiser is no more, P.S. They're all shutting.
Wait, that whole cafe, like, is not, there's multiple locations.
They're all shutting down in the city.
That was my go-to breakfast place for work meetings.
I know, so sad. And I remember... It was just a couple of days before the city shut down, and I remember thinking, do I have time? Like, you know, I really should get home, and then you were coming from an appointment. I was like, oh, no, this would be really fun. We'll just have a quick little meeting, and we had such a wonderful lunch outside or, like, you know, drink coffee, whatever, outside, and it was, like, unseasonably warm. It was March, and it was this wonderful moment, And then the city shut down. And I remember thinking, thank God I saw you. And I
also, and I brought you presents from Zoe Foster yes. Blake, our previous guest, the little Grow 2 kids beauty products.
It's so crazy. And then PS, and this is the last thing I'll say before, because we, I know we have so much to get through to the show. They, I have this wonderful baby book that my friend got me for as a gift. And one of the things, I have to be better writing in it because it's like one of these, like it's kind of like an art project that you do. But it says, like, you know, on the day you were born, like this was happening. On your 3-month birthday, you did this. But it's like and it's like a little arts and crafts project. But I was really good at it the first month that she was born because I had nothing else to do.
And because the world wasn't having a pandemic.
Well, right. It said the news headlines the day you were born. And I remember writing this. This is before the world turned upside down for the United States. It said coronavirus, like something kind of like
ominous.
No, it said something like China. It said something like minimizing the crisis.
Yeah, like no big deal.
And I remember
it's localized in this one city.
Right. And I remember writing that down, like, oh, how, you know, how kind of.
Oh my God. And then she's going to be in third grade getting her vaccine and wearing masks to kindergarten. And that'll be in her baby book.
Yes.
Wow. What a year.
It's so nice.
Well, happy 6th birthday to Lake, though.
Yep. We took her photo today. And thank you for everyone who's been so kind to say nice things or send me a DM or a little comment. I really do believe that all the goodwill and the good wishes, I really do believe that she feels that. I really do believe that. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Anyway, enough about Lake and me. What's going on over in Brooklyn?
Nothing exciting, but I want to talk about this show. I want to fill people in on what we're going to talk about. Beauty. Well, hello, the beauty news. It's like all of a sudden the world woke up in the beauty world and it's just like new launches and news coming left and right and everybody's on fire. And then a fun new science study, you know, I love it, about the effects of self-esteem and makeup, which we talk about a lot on this show. And I love that researchers give a shit. And then we'll raise a wand. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, this is fun, the news, and I just get to sit back and relax while you do all the hard work.
This is my show now.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
I feel like I need a blazer for when I do this, okay? All right. Beauty news. Now, this is actual. There were so many headlines, I had to like cut it down to really my favorites this week. This is actual news. This is big fat news. Alicia Keys is launching a beauty brand. Now, a lot of people are good. They would take this opportunity to be very snarky here and they would say, wait, lady said she swore off makeup. You know, she kind of did. In 2016, she famously said she was not going to wear any makeup anymore. Maybe you remember her heading to all the awards ceremonies, all of the parties, makeup free. P.S. I saw her on a plane once. And I mean, a plane is definitely the place to go makeup free. She was totally makeup free. A woman is gorgeous, does not need to wear any makeup. But she is partnering with e.l.f. Cosmetics and they are collaborating on a big line. Now, e.l.f. is doing some kind of weird stuff lately. They recently did a collaboration with Chipotle, which we reported on. But she is doing a vegan and cruelty-free beauty line, which the brand says will encompass multiple beauty categories. We do not know what that means. They are keeping this thing under wraps. So we shall see.
Oh, I love her. That's one of the, like, I had a deep, in-depth interview with her for Marie Claire. And she's like one of those celebrities where I, like, she saw into my soul. I have such a crush on, like, the Earth Mama types. And she, like, has Earth Mama vibes. Like, she's just beautiful. And, like, and I was like, yes, Alicia. Yes. Like, I kind of fell in love with her. So I'm going to buy all of it.
Yeah, I feel like she's going to be like, I feel like whatever this like, you know, multiple beauty categories thing, I found that very mysterious. I don't know. I believe in this line. I also love that it's clearly going to be cheap, cheap, cheap. It's with e.l.f. And the thing that was really funny is when I was looking for the latest information on it, I put in like Alicia Keys e.l.f. line and I typed it into Google News. And all of the sites that came up were like vegan food and living, like veg news, veg head. Like,
yes, Earth Mama. Yeah.
Like the vegan community is going bananas. So I love that. Okay. Nice. On a
serious note, remember when we reported on the fox eye makeup trend back in May, Jen?
Yes, I do.
This was 3 months ago, okay? This thing is still in the news cycle, but this is not like, you know, there's not a new trick, a new hack, okay? It is back in the news cycle for some pretty nasty reasons. People think that the fox eye makeup trend is a racist and a form of cultural appropriation. So when we talked about it a few months ago, it was really just about the technique, elongating your liner, giving you a wide-eyed look. Erin Parsons had just done a really cool video on it. It had exploded on social media since then, but people are now adding something that we certainly did not see, a gesture that includes using one or two hands to pull your eyes up by the temples to exaggerate the result. So many people, certainly see this as an insensitive, racist pose. The influencer Emma Chamberlain found this out firsthand. She's got nearly 10 million followers, and she got herself into a lot of hot water when she did this look. She put her hands on her temples. She pulled her eyes back. And P.S. Jen, did you know that this is called, in social media parlance, the migraine pose? And she stuck out her tongue. So some backlash rightfully ensued. People thought that she was absolutely mocking, the Asian community. So there's also some thinking that this trend is a form of cultural appropriation. There's a piece in the Stanford Daily, which basically says that this look is only considered cool and chic because Western beauty has given this kind of look the okay. Asian women have had surgery, we've talked about this, to fit Western beauty standards, eye surgery to fit Western in standards. But now influencers are saying that this kind of eye shape is, you know, all of the rage. So there's a lot of conversation on it really stemming from this eyeliner trend, which I certainly think is very interesting.
Very interesting. My take on that is I didn't see it. I didn't realize it. But listen, if it offends somebody, why do you have to keep doing it? Like, it's not like we're all going to be worse off without this one damn eyeliner look. There's 52 million other eyeliner looks. So, like, even if you want to make your case that it's not offensive, if someone's offended, just stop doing it. Like, come on. And the people that are offended are like, the people that aren't, don't see why people are offended. They need to, like, realize context, right? It all depends on the people. Okay, no more fox eye trend. What else?
I definitely think that the Stanford Daily essay or piece is worth a read. So we'll put that on the website. Park Avenue plastic surgery and former Fat Mascara guest Dr. Andrew Giacono is getting catfished by dozens of imposters on social media. So some of them have successfully wired money from prospective patients, and some of them have even, this is crazy, this is crazier than even getting the money, they've carried out consultations.
With like a fake Dr. Giacono that they thought was the real Dr. Giacono? Wow.
What's crazy is that these patients don't have any recourse because the social platforms won't release the information about the imposters. I mean, this is just like, it gets messier and messier. Only the patients who sent payment to the imposters have recourse. That patient who did send the big money, they're going to file a complaint with the FBI. And as you can imagine, getting a facelift with Dr. Andrew Giacono, Park Avenue plastic surgeon, who also recently just did, for my Housewives fans out there, Sonia Morgan, you're not wiring $5,000, okay? This is a lot of—
I think someone wired $20,000, I read. But this is just a good reminder that you should always call the phone number of the like listed office directly. Don't do things over Instagram. I once had an impersonator who was going around saying, Mary Claire was hiring makeup artists. Wire us $100 for your makeup kit to be used on set. Like, no, Mary Claire does not like ask its makeup artist for $100 so that they can buy products that are used on set. What? Like, and a bunch of people were messaging me. So everybody be careful out there.
Yeah, you have to protect yourself. This is just, yeah, the Instagram is just like the Instagram is the Wild West. It's just nuts. So, I don't know. Can you imagine just like having a consultation with a fake doctor and then finding out about that? Like, that is so, it just makes me feel so sick. Like,
Yeah, it's very invasive.
All right, you know what else is sick? The idea of paying $400 for Fenty skincare. Okay?
Say what now?
Yep. I mean, Fenty skin is good, but is it $400 good? Fenty skin is popping up on the resale market, okay? I saw last night, I checked eBay just to make sure that my figures were correct. People are selling this stuff like it is, I mean, like liquid gold. Liquid gold.
You know, at first I was like, that's ridiculous. But then I realized, like, in the sneakerhead market, you know, you buy the Nikes that are limited edition, and then it adds value, like collectibles, and people upsell on eBay. So why shouldn't, I guess because beauty products are a commodity, like you're going to use up the product. Why would you ever buy Fenty and then just like sit it on your shelf and never use it? Like with those sneakers, sometimes they don't even wear them. They're just like collectibles, but still.
Wow. I just feel like it's going to go bad. Maybe it's because like I don't know. I mean, I'm too close to it. I don't know.
I'd like to know what Rihanna has to say.
You know what? Will you, listeners, friends, will you let us know if you've ever bought, I'm really genuinely curious, have you ever bought product on eBay? And I'm not talking about some kind of, no, actually, I want to know. Like, I don't care if it was a collectible, like, oh, they don't make this Chanel fragrance anymore. I really genuinely want to know. I mean, Jen, I remember you said that, like, the Sally Hershberger.
Yeah, I bought mine on eBay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it's the same thing, but I'm just really entranced by this idea of buying.
And I did a price markup. Remember, it was $28. It was, I think it was $11 when it was on sale at Walgreens. And my Sally Hershberger Glam Waves, the best foam there ever will be, I did indeed pay, like, $30 on the damn thing. I'm not proud, but that's some good hair product.
Wow. Okay. So, like, I mean, listen, we talked about Fenty last week. I love it. I think it's great. I just think that that kind of markup is, it's a lot. Okay. Sad news for Glossier. After furloughing retail staff in May, they've decided not to reopen their three stores for the remainder of the year and possibly for the duration of the pandemic, according to CEO Emily Weiss. They are a digital-first company, but Glossier has been a real leader in experiential beauty retail, so this is a major blow. We feel very sorry for all of their retail employees, and I just hope this isn't like a, you know, bellwether for beauty retail for our country and certainly for like around the globe. So,
That's bad news. I feel bad for the employees, but hopefully next year we'll bring better news and lots of growth for that and other people, especially for the jobs. That's what I worry about the most.
Yep. Keep shopping, guys.
And that's the news. Well done, Jeff. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right?
Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
I'm still laughing, you guys. Okay, we're going to talk about, we're getting into Jen Science Corner. I'm calling it the corner. But before we do, we finished recording and Jess and I kept talking about how you pay more for Rihanna online. And she's like, can you just say it again, Jen?
It's not going to be as funny, but I just still am confused about why people are spending.
I was like, yeah, well, it's really nice. And Jess goes, it's not like she's in the bottle.
I just want to know who, I need to know who is like click to buy $400 for like, I didn't get the fat water, you know.
There's like an asterisk at the bottom of the eBay listing, like not, Rihanna not included.
Exactly. Like, I need to meet these people.
Okay, I got to stop laughing. I like literally couldn't stop laughing. Okay, it's just been a weird week. All right, here we go. Let's all gather around in the science corner. P.S. I love that people keep DMing me things for the science corner, and then they'll see Eric on my Instagram and be like, wow, he should really be in the science corner because he's so nerdy sometimes.
Oh, I didn't think of Eric as nerdy at all.
Did you not watch my main Instagram highlight where he like is wearing a headlamp and reading to me about the hairy woolly mammoth of Maine?
or woolly caterpillar of Maine.
No, that's pretty nerdy.
It was super nerdy.
He might qualify.
Okay, so this study published in Sage Open, which is like a mega journal of open access peer-reviewed studies online. The title is Paint a Better Mood, Effects of Makeup Use on YouTube Beauty Influencers' Self-Esteem. So basically, these researchers from Quinnipiac University and Brown University, they went out to YouTube influencers. And I love this because it just shows you how, I mean, the word's influential, which is hilarious, but how influential YouTubers are. They wanted to study how these men and women are changing the way we think about makeup. And I really like this because I feel like in the past, again and again, people coming on the show, both the experts we have, guests that DM us, and they talk about how makeup, maybe not on our show, but they talk about how makeup doesn't do good things for people's self-esteem. It's a whole big farce just to make money for this industry, and women don't really want to use it, but they feel like they have to use it.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I certainly don't agree with it, but I just feel like that's what people keep saying. And they keep saying, oh, women's magazines, they keep perpetuating this unrealistic, hegemonic beauty standard. And it's like, have you opened a women's magazine
year? This was like the commenters in that article that I read about the guys wearing makeup.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's like the old-fashioned, old-timeies.
It's like if you really started to look closely at these things, I don't think that's how it is anymore. And so these researchers were, in fact, studying have feelings towards makeup and how it affects your self-esteem changed. And they found that it really did. I thought this was interesting. And you looked at the study too, right, Jess? Because I'm curious what you think. But my big takeaway was actually, so that all the people that they talked to, they did interviews, written interviews actually, the people talked about when there was an internal motivation to use makeup, for example, like to follow a trend, to have a moment of creativity, to have some time for self-reflection, putting on the makeup improved their self-esteem. But if they were attuned to external motivations, for example, like pleasing a certain subset of people online or a certain type of follower, it was going to actually have detrimental effects on self-esteem.
I think our listeners totally know this.
I absolutely do think that they are. And the thing that was really interesting to me, hold on, I got to pull this up. So they were talking about, they did, you know, whenever there's a study, they talk about, oh, in the past, studies done on this topic have found. And they were saying like, oh, we found studies that say both it's bad for self-esteem, it's good for self-esteem. All of the studies saying that it had negative associations with self-esteem were before 2008, and the majority of them were in the 90s. And then, they didn't say this in the study, but I was just noticing, then all the studies showing the positive relationship between makeup use and self-esteem were from 2009 and on. And I was thinking, isn't that a funny year difference? Like 2008-09 is right when, like, you know, Instagram and YouTube and all that started. It's a little earlier than that, but it's so funny that people are still stuck in these antiquated notions, to me at least, that the minute you start using makeup, you're doing bad things to your psychological well-being, you know?
Didn't they notice differences between the races, like, of the people?
Of the influencers, yeah. So I think there was 10 people they interviewed, all different races. They did notice, and this is important to point out, that the women of color were more extrinsically motivated to use makeup due to hegemonic beauty standards, meaning like we still are not at parity. Like if you are a woman of color, you have so much more working against you in this world when it comes to beauty standards. So those women really did sometimes have to find this extrinsic motivation, and that was what was associated with the negative self-esteem. But all in all, even those women of color were saying this, you can't make a blanket statement that putting on makeup makes me feel lower self-esteem or bad about myself, or that my followers feel bad about themselves. Yes, it is harder as a woman of color, and you do kind of have to like always be aware that the standard of beauty is still not what you might look like. But I think that might also be changing as well. And so did the influencers. They pointed that out. So the racial differences were very interesting, but all in all, the big takeaway for me is like, if some white psychologist male comes on this show in 3 years and is like, you know, really makes women feel bad about themselves. They're just like succumbing to the patriarchy. Or not even a man, or not even a white person. I'm just going to point them to this study to be like, there is so much more going on than that. And I should point it out to those Washington Post commenters too, who were saying like, here we go again with like trying to get men to wear makeup so they feel bad about themselves. People, that is not what makeup is about. One last thought, and then I'll get off my little science corner rant box.
No.
The researchers also thought that makeup could really be used as a form of art therapy. And I love this. For those who, you know, for psychotherapy, they do a lot of painting and things like that, getting in touch with your creativity. And they were saying, for young women especially, doing your own makeup, getting comfortable with your face and like just expressing your creativity could really be a way to like have therapy and have an outpouring of emotion that doesn't feel so dangerous as like talking one-on-one with a therapist. I thought that was really interesting.
I've never heard that before in my entire life. I love that.
Yeah, it just feels like, of course, it's a form of creativity that can like afterwards, I don't know, sometimes after I spend a good 10 minutes on a nice eye look, I do feel chiller. I do feel like relaxed in a way. It could help with anxiety.
Because I think like sometimes you're focusing on just like one thing, like you're not mm-hmm. thinking about... Your mind's not racing. It's like, okay, I'm just going to like work on this line, or I'm just going to like play with this color.
Yeah, remember when those coloring books got so famous, those tiny like adult coloring books a couple of years ago? Like makeup sometimes has that same feeling for people. At least I hope it does. So we'll put a link to this study. It's really like academic and kind of a lot to get through. But I'd love to know what people think. So I'll put a link on the blog. And you are released from Jen's Science Corner. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. Just a reminder, if you want to hear your voice on Fat Mascara, you can email us a voice memo at info@fatmascara.com. P.S. That is much better sound quality, so you will sound crystal clear. But of course, we want you to leave us a phone message as well. Our phone number is 646-481-8182. Call us just like Brooke did. Take it away, Brooke.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name is Brooke. I'm a family therapist in the middle of Nebraska. I love your podcast because I get to hear you talking about calming things and soothing voices while I'm driving around visiting families who are dealing with some really tough stuff. So thank you for being a part of my self-care. I wanted to raise a wand to a product that is very expensive if you get it at Sephora or Ulta. It's the Bosea Water Cactus Cream or Gel. And I found it at Costco for $10, I believe, in a giant jumbo container. It's like $40 for a much smaller jar at most beauty stores, but Costco is selling it right now for $10 in a jumbo jar. So raise a wand to that Bosea water cactus gel cream. Thanks, you guys.
Brooke, you are a savvy shopper. I want to know, are they still giving out samples at Costco? Probably not, right?
I feel like that's not pandemic friendly. I also like, just so you know, in case you couldn't hear her clearly, it's the Bosea Cactus Water Gel, or Bosea. You could probably pronounce it both ways. So she's raising a wand to that moisturizer, which is fab, great texture, but also just the act of shopping at Costco. I don't think people realize this is not like, you're not buying counterfeit shit. You're buying like real SK-II, Bosea, nice brands. I remember when Costco did this whole mailing to let people know, like, don't forget about us as a beauty retailer. And thanks for Brooke, who like reminded us all.
Jen, do you think in the press release it said, "Dear Miss Goldstein, you're not buying counterfeit shit. Please remember to tell your readers."
Should I be a publicist in my next life? I don't remember. All I remember is I got this big mailing, and my takeaway was like, holy shit, Costco has really good brands.
Holy shit.
That's the story I wrote tonight. No, that's great. But I'm telling you now, Brooke's telling you also. Thank you, Brooke.
Okay, so all listen, right. what are we raising a wand? What are we raising? I always get like...
What are we raising a wand to?
Yeah, we sound like Bugs Bunny.
Oh, well, I'll make it tougher. We're raising a wand to woo. I've been excited. I've been keeping this under wraps. There is a new line that just launched called Project Wu. It's like this whole lifestyle brand from one of my favorite tattoo artists, but he's also doing a skincare line. And I sort of helped work on the project a little bit because I helped him do the editor events where he introduced it to editors. I interviewed him. And you know me, I would not put my like name behind or support a brand that I did not believe in. This shit is like vegan, fragrance-free, beautiful skincare, and not just for tattooed people. He like it's for everybody. So there's like soaps, moisturizers. There's this sunscreen that's coming in the fall. It's really great. I wasn't sure. Can I just raise a wand to like the whole line?
I co-signed this wand because yes! I was at the virtual event. I was just a fan in the audience, in the Zoom. First of all, I felt like such a loser because I was there. I signed in and I like turned my camera on, and I guess all the other editors turned their cameras off. And I was like, "Hi, Jen." And then the publicist, "I love you, Susan," but she was like, "We're going to ask that everyone turns their cameras off and goes on mute."
No, somebody else had their camera on too, because it was me as the presenter. I feel like I knew all of the editors in the audience. I felt like they were like, just like wanted to say, "Hey."
No, I know. It was like somebody coming up to the talent and it was like, "Okay, we're going to ask that everybody gets back and takes their places." And I was just like racing up like, hi, I know her. So it was really cool. I think the event was great. I think Dr. Wu was amazing. And I know that we were supposed to be paying close attention. I promise you I was. But because it was a Zoom event, I wanted to get into the world of Dr. Wu, as you said. And I was looking on his Instagram to see what his work was like. And it was amazing. And I don't have any tattoos, but I was very seriously contemplating it at 9:45 in the morning. Like, because his work is so cool and he seems really cool. His family seems cool. Like everything about this man seems awesome. And I love that. I mean, I feel like everyone has a tattoo now. Am I wrong? Like, I feel like I'm in the minority that I don't have a tattoo.
So Jess, when the world opens back up, I am going to go out to LA to get tattooed by him. Maybe you just come with me and you get a tattoo too.
I think the only thing I'll consider ever getting a tattoo is, God forbid, like I'm looking at her now. If when the day that Jay crosses the rainbow bridge, my Janetta, that's the only
her
time
cat, everyone.
That's the only time I'd consider getting a tattoo. But I also feel like there's part of me, it's like it's so late in my life. It's like starting like taking up smoking now. Like, who does that?
I mean, I
not that tattoo first, equals smoking. I don't mean tattoo equals smoking. I just mean like
no.
That was not like a cool analogy. But you know what I mean.
No, but you get a beautiful tattoo. The later in life you start, the more you know what you want. You're not going to end up with some dumbass like fighting Irish leprechaun on your like thigh. You know, sorry to Notre Dame graduates. That was a bad example. Fine, a dolphin on your lower back, you know?
Yes.
Dolphins are really cool too. You know what? I'm not actually going to make fun of any tattoos because I think anybody who wants to have self-expression should be allowed to. And we're going to really talk about this offline. We're going to get you a tattoo. I've decided.
Okay. And I was not equating smoking to tattoos. Don't take it literally. But you know what I'm saying. I just mean like a cool habit. It's something you think is cool when you're younger. You know what I mean?
Spoken like a true cool person, Jess.
Yeah.
what are you going to raise a wand to?
Okay. So I'm raising a wand. I'm raising a wand to a shampoo that I have the gall to raise a wand to. A very expensive shampoo and conditioner set right now. But if you were going to spend money on a luxury shampoo and conditioner set, you know that I am still feeling everything minty this summer. This is my summer of mint because I'm so freaking hot. I got a little Pureology mailing a few weeks ago. And I love this Pureology shampoo conditioner. It's the Hydrate Collection. I love it because Pureology is one of those brands that's all about keeping your hair color in. That's the whole point of the whole brand, is to preserve your hair color. So whether you're DIYing it or you, you know, ventured to a colorist to get your hair color,
you don't want to do that ever again. You know, like you don't want the trauma of DIYing or going out ever again. So you want to lock in that color. So, you know.
Well, you will do it again, but like get as much time as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Purology does not keep your hair color permanently forever and ever.
If only.
Caveat.
Right. So A, we love Purology for that. But we really want to give Purology like a wet, sloppy kiss because they put mint in this shampoo and conditioner. Who knew? They don't advertise it. I had no idea. I was doing the conditioner the other day. I put it on my scalp because like, I don't know, I just wasn't like being strategic. I just like rubbed it all in. And I was like, what is going on? There is menthol in this stuff.
The little tingles. The tingles are nice sometimes.
I needed it so hard. So anyway, it's hydrating. My hair looks like, you know, an old ass broom right now. It's helping. It's preserving the color.
I'm just picturing the brand being like, should we re-promote that time that she called us out? But and then they're like, well, did you listen? Because she said her hair looked like an old ass broom. So like, I know she likes the product, but I'm not sure we should like.
No, it did. But now it looks like a new ass broom.
I'm sorry. No, you guys, we're so hot. We both turned the air conditioning off to do this episode. We made a mistake. We had to re-record like 3 times.
Oh my God.
Purology. It makes your hair look like a new ass broom.
No, it looks silky and gorgeous and it's keeping my color in and it's minty and you only need a little bit and it's worth the money. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me tell you.
Stop.
What'd you say?
I'm so sorry. I'm so hot and I have a giggle so bad. We need to end the show quick.
Okay. Well, listen, if I get a tattoo, you know what it's going to say. Purology.
I love you guys. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise the Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.